Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. The Shishi is special for Maratz Shechiu. The Nishmas Maratz Esther Basra Shmuel. For his Chayecha Fegu Bas Michal Itis Basia. The Gemara in Bava Kame and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that we know from the fact that it says Sokol Yisokol Ashura that it's in a veil, and a veil you're not allowed to eat. So why does the Torah have to tell us Lo Yechol Es Besar that you're not allowed to eat the flesh? Of course you're not allowed to eat it. So the Torah is telling us, as the Gemara, that if a person shechted the Shor HaNiskal, the Shor is Chayav Skila because he killed somebody, he killed a human being. If you shechted him after the Gemara Din, it's Aser Ba'achila. The Gemara says, I only know Aser Ba'achila, what about an Isra HaNon? And the Gemara says, Baal Asher Naki. Baal Asher Naki means that clean, meaning there's no Hana, like you say about Ploni. Yish Ploni Naki Menochasiv, he's no Hana. So to the Shor HaNiskal, you're not allowed to get Hana from this Shor HaNiskal. The Rishonim argue, Rashi, Afmemhein Bava Kama holds that Shor HaNiskal is already Aser Mechaim. Rabbeinu Tam argues with Rashi, and he holds that it's not Aser when it's still alive. Tosis discusses this in numerous places, including Pesachim Daf Ayin, Di Ramaskel Hafilu. But as HaRambam, there's a machlokas, he holds like Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Menchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Nebeis proves with as HaRambam that he holds like Rashi, that Shor HaNiskal is already Aser Mechaim. Shor HaNiskal is Aser while it's still alive. Tosis in Krisus writes, "Mikan koshel Rabbeinu Efraim, the Perish Rabbeinu Efraim, Shadat Rabbeinu Efraim, that a shore that was Rerevei Adam and Nirbal Adam, that had a sexual relationship with a human being, and has a Gemal Din Skila, is Mutter Behana, because we don't find anywhere that you should Aser it Behana. And even though by a shore that killed and has a Gemal Din Lamisa, we find that it's Aser Behana, that doesn't teach us anything about Rovei and Nirba Bebinyan Av, and Rovei and Nirba Mutter Bahana. And he proves this from what the Mishnah Sanhedrin learns, that the Gemal Din of a Shor B'Skila is done in a Beis Din of 23, G'dini Nefashis Ba'adam, because he kishim akosuv zeh lazeh, v'roiveya v'arakta esa isha v'esa behema, v'chein b'nir b'visha yitain, shchavto b'behema mosyumas v'esa behema ta'aregu, v'reim ayu haroveya v'anirba, לומדים מישור הנסקל להיעשר בענה, היו לומדים ממנו גם שגמר דינם נעשה ב-20 ושלושה כמוהו, ולא הייתה משנה צריכה ללמד ללמוד דבר זה מן הקש, ועל כורכך שלום במישור הנסקל להיעשר בענה. ובין רפיים פרופס that by רווה הנירבה it's not עשר בענה, because how do you learn that you need a Beis Din of 23? Because we have a הקש. We learn it from a hekesh, and we don't learn it from the fact that we don't learn it from a shor haniskal. We learn it from a hekesh that it's equated to a person. So it's equated to a person, but you don't learn it from the shor haniskal. So if rovea nirba would be learned from shor haniskal to be aser v'hana, would have also learned the Gemara Din of 23. So it must be that we don't learn from Shor HaNiskal to Aser Bahana. And this poses a difficulty to the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. They also ask, because again, Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that it's Aser Bahana, that Rabbeinu, this is a proof to Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that it's Mutter Bahana, and this is a raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim proves that it's Mutter Bahana, this Rovei Avinirba, because it can't be derived from Shor HaNiskal. Because if it were derived from Shor HaNiskal, then why don't we get the 23 of the Beis Din from Shor HaNiskal? So it must be you don't learn from Shor HaNiskal. And just like you don't learn Sharon Iskol base, then you also learn from Sharon Iskol that it's Aser Bahana. And the Kashan Rabbeinu Ephraim is from the Sugi and Priestess. That after the Mardin of the Shore Nirba, the Bailim have Yeush from this shore. And they're Mafkirit, called a Machzik Boy Zacha. L'chora Kavanat HaGemara Mepnei Shishor HaNirba Asur Hana'a. But after the Gemara Din of the Shor HaNirba, there's Yeyush. Why would there be Yeyush of the Bailim after from the Shor HaNirba? Must be that it's Aser Bahana. So that's a Kashim Rabbeinu Ephraim who holds that it's Mutter Bahana. And Tosis writes, Aval Koshim Ehid Shili Ha'ish Mekadish Ka'omam Hashas Lo Mitzinu Ba'alachayim Nesor and Pogfer Arir V'Nirba De Mechayiv V'Tsev Tika Behedjo Nirba Aser Bahana. It says in Kiddushin that Shor Sheidu Alav Shneidim Shorveh Onir B'Ner Aser Mechayim. Chayr, when he says that it's Aser, it means that it's Aser Bahana. But he says, Lo Matzinu Ba'al Echayim Ne'asar. In fact, the Gemara HaRei B'Rei B'Rei B'Ner D'Mechayim there is. They are Aser. There, the Gemara brings a brisa that Darshan's pasuk called Sipur Tohara Techelu. Rabot Tamishulachat Shevimitzora Sheinan Eseret. When a pasuk is Asher Lo Techelu, Toresh Tabrait Rabot Tashkuta Shevimitzora Shein Eseret, and Masbir Rav Yochanan Shabrait Lo Darshat Apsukim Lehefer, Shemishulachat Asura Vishkuta Muteret, Mipnei Shelo Matzanu Baalei Chaim Sheasurim. רב ימיר מקשר לה, ורי מצאנו בו רבי הנברא שאסורים מחיים. זאת אומרת, that we have a pasuk, we have a brisa darshan's pasuk called Tzir v'torah t'ochelu, that a mishulachas, that when you send a bird away for a, when you're doing the purification process for the mitzvah, it's not asur. And another pasuk that you're not allowed a brisa darshan's, v'zeh shalot t'ochelu, that includes a shchuta, Shevimitzara, that the animal that shechted, the bird that shechted, you're not allowed to eat. So why don't we say fakert, that the one that sent away is aser, and the answer is because the balei chayim are not aser. And then says the Gemara, wait a second, Rav Nirbar, that's not like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that Rabbeinu are not aser. See, in Tosfos the Gemara says they are. And also the Tosef Tika Behejin Yil Rabbeinu Nirbar Aser Banot. It's mamish against Rabbeinu Ephraim. It says mefurish. That Nirba is Aser Bahanoi. Bini Arambam loy viklal shirovea v'nirba asurim bahana'a. Brachot niskei mamon u'brachot malachot asurot lo iskir et adin shasur bahana. Rambam doesn't mention Rovea Nirba Aser Bahanoi. And niskei mamon u'nochos malacholos asuris, the Rambam doesn't mention the din that it's Aser Bahanoi. El l'gabei shor haniskal. He only mentions the din of Yisr Hanoi l'gabei shor haniskal. Not l'inyan roiveya v'nirba. As nir'ah, shebeotam shnei dinim, haynu, ma shesover Rambam shishor haniskal, gam mechayim ne'asar bahana, gam shesover sheroveya v'nirba einam ne'asari bahana kishor haniskal, as Rambam l'shitato, zot omeret, that these two dinim, Rambam holds, like the Menachas Chinuch says, that shor haniskal, even when it's alive, is asar bahana, and also that Rambam holds that Roveh and Nirba are not Aser Bahana like a Shor Nisko. It's the Rambam Lishitaso. As we explained in a recent shir, this is all based on the Elias Moshe, we explained in a recent shir that there's a chilik between Dinei Tam and Dinei Muad. Dinei Tam are Dinim on the shore itself, that he did his committed murder, so the shore itself is Chayav Misa. And the shore tam itself, the din is on the shore that you have to pay half payment, and therefore it's on the gufa shore, as we explained at length. Mashenken dine muadus We proved that these are dinim on the Baal HaShor. We proved it from the Lashon of the Pesukim. So according to this, Vadai Shedin Skila Shugam B'Shol Tam Pashut Shudin Al HaShor Gufo Shepashut Shezeo Onsho HaMaaseh HaNegicha Shelo. So the Din Skila, which is even by a short time, it's Pashut that it's a din on the shore itself. It's a din on the Guf HaShor. That's the onesh of the shore and the Maaseh HaNegicha. But the din Isser Hanoe, which is learned from the Pasuk Lo'echol Es Besar Baal HaShor Naki, you can explain it two ways. You can explain that even the din of this din of Isser Hanoe comes from the din Skila. No, it's the Gzeres HaKasa and the Chefts of the shore and Iskol. There's a din Isser Hanoe, and it's nothing to do with the onesh Habayim. We can also explain that the Isser Hanoe is not midini Chefts Shel HaShor and Iskol, but rather it's kein onesh ala Bailim, that the Bailim is punished and the mice of his shore, that it should be Aser Bahana. Zecher L'davor is what we see in the Gemara, but it says in the Pasuk, Baal HaShor Naki, Yotza Ploini Naki Minuchasa Vein Loi Behem Anoa Shel Klum. Hale Chora, Shezedin Ala Bailim, that he's not allowed to be Nene, from this shore that was Nager, V'doik, V'dvorim Ha'elu, אז אנחנו רואים שיש שני צדדים שאפשר לפרש. Is it a din on the shore itself that it's also medina chepzo, medina agave, that it's also it's an oinesh to the Baal HaShor? So it would appear that this machlekes, if a shor haniskol is also mechayim or not, we could be toilet in the suffix that we were mistapik. That if we say that the din of Isser Hanoh comes from the shame chepzo of the shor haniskol and has nothing to do with the onesh habaylim, so it would appear that according to this, you should only aser it mishas haskilo, mishas shchitu misa. Then we can say that it has a chetz as a chetz of shor hanisko. But mechayim, we can say that it doesn't have a shame shor hanisko. But if we say that the din of Isser Hanoe shor hanisko is begeder oynesh ala gavra bailim, that is now that it be nana from the shore, so it would appear according to this that we can say that if mechayim, we have this Isser on the bailim, that he's not allowed to be nana from the shore. The Rambam paskins that even mechayim, there's an Isser Hanoe of Shor HaNiskol. So it would appear, according to this BMS, he holds that the Isser Hanoe of Shor HaNiskol is an Isser V'oinesh Al HaBailim. And therefore, the Rambam holds that it's already Aser B'Hanoe Mechayim, because it's an Isser on the Bailim, because until Misa, it doesn't have a Chetzah, it's not a Chetzah Shor HaNiskol, one could argue. So it would appear that also what the Rambam says, the Chora, the Rambam holds, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that Roiveya and Nirba are not Osur Bahana, not like a Shor HaNiskol. So it's the Rambam Lashitoso, because since the Rambam holds that the Isser of Shor HaNiskol is begeder oinesh al Baal HaShor al Maaseh u'shel HaShor, so it's mistarved, that's only b'Shor HaNiskol, that we find an inyan of oinesh and the Bailim, that they didn't guard the shore. Ma'ashenken roiveya v'nirba, shebevadai, zerak oinesh v'din al HaShor gufoy. Ve'em is a inyan klal, we're not punishing the Bailim. We're punishing the Bailim when it comes to the Shor HaNiskol, that his shore killed somebody. And we're making him responsible, but a nirba is not, that's not, not a punishment for him. That's a din on the shore gufo. So therefore the Rambam will hold that it's not Aser Bahana, because the Rambam holds the Aser Hana of a shore niskal is a din on the bailim. And when it comes to shore roveh of a nirba, there's no penalty for the bailim. So it's mutter bahana, mashenken, the rishonim that hold, it's because they hold that even the din of Isser Hanoe of Shor HaNiskol is not begeder oinesh al habaylim, but rather it's midine hachefza of the shem Shor HaNiskol she'olov, and that's what causes that it should have a din of Isure Hanoe. And according to this, we can learn roiveya v'nirba mishor HaNiskol, that just like on the Shor HaNiskol, there's a din of Isser Hanoe, that's Chal on the Yatzim Chefts of the Shor HaNiskol, so too, Then Rovea v'nirba, there is also an Isser Hana that's chal and the etzem cheftza of the shore that's oiveya v'nirba v'hadvorim smechim me'oid. Now, in Tosis and Bava Kamen, Mem Aleph on the base, Masal Pierecho, Pi Bailim, they write, Bereish Perek Tarovitz, Bereish Perek Kola Asurim, Perish Kuntris to Shore, Ein Nerag, Al Pi Bailim, Loi Noi Geach, Loi Roi Vea, Mishim de Moide Beknasu. Zot Omeret, ברייתא שם בבבא קמא הביאה תשובת רבי אליעזר לרבי עקיבא שהוא מדבר במקרה שאין השור בסקילה כגון שאנו יודעים שהוא הרג רק על פי עד אחד ועל פי הודעת הבעלים ורשי מפרש בכמה מקומות ששור לא נהרג על פי הודעת בעליו לא בנוגח ולא ברובע ונרבה משום שהוא מודע בכנס פטור. So Rashi explains in a number of places that a shor is not killed based on the hoida of the bailim. Why isn't a shor killed based on the hoida of the bailim, not by an ogeach and not by a revev and yirva? And the reason is because of Moide B'Knas, Potter. Because he's Moide B'Knas. Since he's Moide B'Knas, and apparently this is a Knas, so Moide B'Knas, Potter. And this is going on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, U'bal HaShor Naki, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that this is teaching us that if the Shor Tam kills a person, the Bailam is not even from a Chatzi Koifer. And Rabbi Akiva says, V'alo, im chayavu chatzi kofer, then it would only be Migufo shel Ashor, because we know that the Chatzi Nezik is from Gufo. And since Ashor is there, Niskal v'nesar b'hana'a, where is he going to collect it from anyway? We don't need a Pasuk to tell us there's no Chatzi Koifer anyway, the animal is Asur v'hana. So Rabbi Eliezer answers, no. You think that my limud was said about a shor that's chayiv misa? I'm talking about a shor that killed al pi ed echad, al pi abaylin. As edut kazot, ina maspikal eskolat ashor. But it still can be machayiv kofer, and there I'm telling you that there is no chatzi kofer. That's the Gemara, and Rashi explains that a shor is a nerag al pi bailim and not an ogech, not an oroveya, because it's moed b'knas and moed b'knas is pater. V'zeh kasheh. Umrim tosfot, v'teim alari, echan matzinu sharigat shor hu knas. Where do we find that killing a shor is a knas? V'per kamid esanedrin ami dekamar ploni rava shori, hu v'acher mitztarfim lahorgo mishim dein adam korob yetzel memono. V'ma v'kach mekomi kevater mitam nuod b'knas. Stomer, first of all, the killing of the shor is not a knas to the bailim. We're punishing the animal, or distancing the animal. And also the Gemara says that a person whose shor was nearby can be made with somebody else on the roveh, and it's not called nogeh v'daver, because he's the baal ha-shor. In the Lechaira, what do we care that he should be called Nogea B'davar? Parei yochol leftor shoro mehariga ha'idei sheyodeh sheshoro nirba. Gemara says that if somebody says, Ploini was a levea my shore, so he and someone else are mitzdarif to kill the shore. Because a person isn't called a kar of etzem amana. And the question is, what does it matter that a person isn't a kar of etzem amana . Let him patter his shore from harika by being mode. The very fact that he's mode should patter his shore from harika. So how can you say that he's mitzdarf with somebody else to kill the shore? He should be patter out mode be knas. So again, if you're holding like Rashi that it's mode that it's a knas, so let him let the bailam of the shore be made that his shore is patter mitzad mode be knas patter. אז אומרים תוספות, נראה ששור לא נהרג על פי הודעת בעליו, לא משום שזה מועד בקנן, אז מועד בקנץ, says Tosfos. Rather, because בעל השור, הוא נוגע בדבר ואינו נאמן. ואפילו השור של שני שותפים אינם נאמנים בתורת הידים שראים נוגעים בדבר. ושכתוב בגמרא שבעל השור אינו נכן נוגע בדבר, זהו כשמצטרף לדעות עם אדם אחר שרבה. שמתוך שנאמן להעיד סתם על אדם אחר שרבה, נאמן גם נבר שהרבייה הייתה על שורו. זאת אומרת, that this shore is not killed al pi odas balav, not because it's maida b'knas, but rather because the baal ashor is no gabadav and he's not neman. And even if you have a shor that belongs to two shutfim, they're not believed b'tarei seidim because they're no gabadav. And that it says in the Gemara ben adam karov etzel mamono hani milik shebeim laidid gam ken al chavero, שמתוך שנאמן על חברו, נאמן גם על שורו. כדי מוכר סוגיה הטם. אבל אמר שורה, שורי נרבה, לא מבעל הדפשית הקרוב אצל ממנו, כיוון שלא בא אל העיד על חברו. זאת אומרת, this person is believed מתוך שנאמן על חברו, since he's נאמן, and the other guy, so he's also Naaman on his shore. He's Naaman on the Rove, he's also Naaman on the shore. But if he says Shori Nirba, it's not a question. It's Pashit he's Karavet Zalmamono, because he's not coming to be made Al Chavero. When he's made Al Chavero, then he's also be made on his Mammon. He talks to Naaman Al Chavero, he's also Naaman on his Mammon. When he's not being made Al Chavero, where Stam, a person says that his shore was a nirba, he's not believed. He's not gabadaver. It's a big chiddush of Tosfos. So, according to Rashi, it's midin, moed b'knas. And according to Tosfos, a person's not believed to say, the Bailam isn't believed to say that his shore was nirba because he's not gabadaver. Now, this chiluk that Tosis makes between a person who's karov etzel mamonai, that even though a person's karov etzel mamonai, nevertheless that's all when he's made only on his mamon. When he's made also on his friend, mitoch sheneman al chaveroi, since he's neman on his friend, he's also neman on his mamon. So this chilek requires an explanation. What svara is there to say shemitoch sheneman al chaveroi, neman gam al mamonai sheloi ma'inyin ze laze? וכבר עמדו בזה המפרשים הלא בספריהם. מה נעשה פה? זה דבר באמת תמוע. So based on the foregoing, we can say, maybe, as follows. שבנוגח, מקום יש לומר, על פי דברי הרמב״ם, שעונש המיטה שבו אינו רק עונש הקקפת את השור. ובי הנוגח, maybe we can say על פי דרמב״ם, it is עונש מיס, it's not an עונש just on the head of the shore, But rather it's an oishin of bailin. And we said that's only by a nogeach. Then we can say it's an oishin of bailin that they didn't properly guard. Mashenkin bovaveh v'nirva. Pashut. That it's only an oishin on the shore itself and nothing more. And if so, it would appear according to this. Shedin zeh she'en adam karov etzel mamuno was only said by roveh v'nirva. That's what the sugya in Sanhedrin is talking about. Since it's on an onush on the shore, not in the bailim, so there we can say ein adam karov etzel mamuno, because it's not an onush on the bailim. So you can't say that he's karov, because it's not an onush on the bailim. If it's an onush on the bailim, he's karov, but it's not an onush on the bailim. So you don't say he's not karov al mamone. Mashenken benogeach, since that's also a knas on the bailim, and an onush that the bailim didn't properly guard the behemah. So there we can say that Adam Karov Eitzel Memoina. And that's the Yesod Adin She'en Asher Nerag Al Pi HaBailim. She'en Asher Nerag Al Pi HaBailim, because Adam Karov Eitzel Memoina. Because what we're doing now is we're making a chilek between the Sugya and Bava Kame and the Sugya and Sanhedrin. The Sugya and Sanhedrin is talking about Nageach. There we say that Adam Karov Eitzel Memoina. Why do we say Adam Karov Eitzel Memoina? Because there, what are we talking about? A nageach, and it's not his moment, because it's not a punishment to him. If it's not a punishment to him, he's believed. That's by a roveah. That's in Sanhedrin. By a roveah, it's not a punishment to him. So we would say another korveit somamono. Mashenke nageach, which is a punishment to the bailim, like we said before, there we would say that the person is karov, he's not believed. The shore is not nerag al pi habailim. Why not? Because he's karov. Because it's nogea bedavar. Because the punishment on him as well. So that would be shitas haramba. That could be how the ramba would be mechalik between the two sugyas. But the kama that's talking about giving the animal skill, that's not up to the Baalim, because the Baalim is Nageh, but the Baalim is Nageh Bedavar because it's punishment on him. And when it comes to Roveh V'Nirba and the Sugya and Sanhedrin, there the Baalim is believed because it's not a punishment on him. Therefore, it's considered not Nageh Bedavar. Maybe we can say Pshat in the Rambam. Lulei de Mistafine. Now, if we don't learn Kedas HaRambam, rather we learn Kipshuto, that an Oines Skila and the Negeach is not an onesh on the person, but rather on the shore itself, and that's it. If so, zeh shana unu baba kama. Shal pi abaylem ena nogeach neherag. Haino akavana rak bim abaylim ba'atzmam him ameidim. Vein od echadim itam. Haim acher biyachad shapir hayu mitztarfim. Reiz mamash ken shamu bisoga b'sanhedon du v'echad mitztarfim logog abey ploni rovat shori. So let's say we don't learn Kedas HaRambam. We learn that the Onus Skila by Nogeach is an Onus on the axe itself. So we can explain the Gemara in Bava Kama that Al Pi HaBailim, the Nogeach is not Nerag. It means only if the Bailim is coming alone. But if the Bailim is coming with somebody else, they're Mitztarif. What do we find in Sanhedrin? We found in Sanhedrin that if he and somebody else come and say about his shore, that his shore was Oveya, so he's believed because he's been starved with somebody else. So we can say here also in Bava Kama that if he comes with somebody else, he's believed about his shore being a shore Nogeach. So we still never got a pshat for Tosfos. Their chiluk mitoch sheneman al chaver neman al mamon shelo. So that's for you to look in the mefarshim. Now it's known the sheet of the Rambam שאפילו שעניין אדם של עניין אדם שנתכוון להרוג את זה ורג את זה הפסק שפטור let's say you person wanted to kill one person and ended up killing another person. So what's the din? The din is pater. Nevertheless, בשור שנתכוון להרוג את זה והרג את זה הרמב"ם פסק להדיה שחייב. When it comes to a person, Skavin Larog Zeva Hargazeh wanted to kill Reuben, killed Shimon, Pater. Shorshin is Kavin Larog Zeva Hargazeh, I'm passing Tzchayev. And the Mepharshim want to understand where the Rambam gets this from, what's his reason. But whatever the Rambam's Mokar is, it would appear that the Sheet of the Rambam, Ole Bekane Echadi, Mashe Netbeir Kan Beshitato, Shemitata Shor, this would stem with the Sheet of the Rambam that we explained here, that Mises Ashor, is begeder oynesh v'knas labailim. And therefore it would appear that misa shor is going to be different misa adam. Dafka misa adam shahorag, the whole inya ikirin is an oynesh. Oynesh me'alam makom that he killed. So there we have gzeiras hakosuv. If he didn't mean to kill him, he's pater. Mashenke b'misa shor. See what she said Rambam. That is kein oynesh ala bailim. So it's like a kapora and the bailum, ten kufra, kapora la bailum to kill the shore. And just like by a muat shehemis bekavana, the bailum achayiv bekoifer, achinami, the shore is miskaving. Laroi get ze. Behora get ze, the shore is going to be chayiv misa. Because that's going to be some type of kapora for the bailum. So when it comes to himself, so there he has exeris hakosuv, that if he didn't intend it, he's off the hook. But when it comes to misa shore, which is an onesh on the bailim, so there we don't have that special gzeiras hakasuv, so he needs his kapara. And if you compare the two, and you say that by a shor, niskavin larag zev arag zev pater, you compare that to a person, so you can say that he holds that just like the onesh on the person is on the person, because of the person's action, so to the onesh on the shor is for the shor. Together on a shallow shore. Just a fascinating philosophical topic. What pshat, punishing animals. On kol panim, lamadnu baruch Hashem, sugiya nifla'a, al isur hana'a shel shor haniskal, v'roveh v'nirba. V'ezrat Hashem, ani mekaveh me'od, shenizkeh lachzor v'leshnot perek zeh, v'sugiya merateket me'od, בעזרת השם, השם רק ייתן לנו חיים ושמחה ואושר, ונזכה לחזור לזה. שלום, שלום, thank you for listening, אהובה ידידיי מורי ורבותיי.